The best documentary films are often detective stories, where an overlooked story from history is brought to life in rich detail. It's the kind of story Robin Leung knew she had when she learned of a Chinese woman born in Hawaii, Li Ling-ai, the uncredited producer of the Academy Award-winning documentary Kukan, filmed at great risk inside China when it was under attack by the Japanese Empire. Robin's film is about the restoration and rediscovery of a forgotten chapter in cinema history and in Second World War history. It's called Finding Kukan. It's going to be at the Hawaii International Film Festival, and Robin's with us this morning. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Chris. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you. In a way, the quest for information that you undertook in making this movie became the story of the movie, it sounds like.
Yeah, it wasn't intended. I had hoped to tell a Ken Burns type of story that reveals all of the history behind the making of the film mm-hmm. and all the history behind this Chinese woman from Hawaii, Li Ling-ai. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to piece together all of that story because so much of it had been lost over time.
Yeah. So what do you do when you reach a deadlock like that?
Well, I decided that we would construct the story as a mystery and include the hunt for information mm-hmm. in the film. And so I think viewers will really have a good time because they're following the story as I found it. And we allow them to make their own guesses about different questions I had about the story. Mm-hmm. And there are some things that remain open-ended, and I think it's a movie that people will continue to talk about after they see it because there are many theories about how it was made and different questions that occur in the film.
Well, let's talk about the movie that your movie is about, the movie Kukan itself. What was that?
Well, Kukan was a landmark film. First of all, it was a color film. Mm-hmm. It was shot on Kodachrome film. Kodachrome had just been invented a couple of years prior. And it was a film really about the Chinese people's struggle to maintain their life and dignity while they are being invaded and bombed by planes from the Japanese military. So it's really a positive look at the Chinese resistance to the attempted takeover of their country.
A lot of the Japanese attacks on China during the Second World War were, as in the movie, attacks on relatively defenseless positions, right?
Yes. A lot of the film, Kukan, was shot in the wartime capital of Chongqing. And that became the wartime capital because it was in the center of China, and it was mountainous, and bomb shelters could be dug into the mountains very mm-hmm. easily. And most of the population had to live in those bomb shelters for much of the war because the Chinese air strength was very poor, and they didn't have anti-aircraft capability to defend themselves from the ground.
Which made for a pretty treacherous situation for the residents of that city. And the film was shot by whom?
The film was shot by a cameraman named Ray Scott. Mm-hmm. And he was actually a Honolulu advertiser photojournalist before he met Li Ling-ai. Mm-hmm. And when he met her, he was interviewing her because she was trying to fly a plane. She was learning to fly a plane the year that Amelia Earhart crashed into the ocean. And they discovered that the Japanese military were bombing Shanghai. And that was really the start of World War II in Asia. Mm-hmm. So Li Ling-ai goaded Ray Scott to go to China to document what was happening there. And that became the beginnings of Kukan.
Why wasn't she originally credited?
Well, Li Ling-ai is credited as a technical advisor in Kukan.
She was.
And part of my journey in my own film, Finding Kukan, is to discover whether or not she deserved more credit mm-hmm. than she received. Mm-hmm. And this is a little bit of a spoiler, but I do find out that, in fact, she did deserve a lot more credit than she got. And I think that's typical of the time period, that women were not respected and given a lot of the credit they deserved. But it's also something that continues today. And I think we see that in women's work and fight for equal pay.
I think if you look hard enough, you can see signs of that in contemporary society. But it sounds as if she was looking to follow in the footsteps of Amelia Earhart in the 30s, she was part of that very intrepid breed of women that emerged between the world wars in this country, yeah?
That was really what was so fun to find out about all of these women, not just Li Ling-ai, who really were ahead of their time and were really great role models and inspirational women that, for the large part, I had not known about. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun to find out about these women.
What was it that made her want to send a camera to China? Had she been a journalist, a filmmaker? What was her... She just happened to meet this photographer when he did a story on her?
Well, Li Ling-ai's connection to China were very personal. Her parents were both from China. They were both physicians and very politically active. And China at the time was a new republic. It had just thrown off the monarchy of the emperor.
Yeah.
And there was great hope for the future of China. And many Chinese Americans who were discriminated against in America saw China as a great opportunity, a place to establish a foothold. And she had a sister who was working in China as a doctor, and she had lived with this sister prior. So she knew people who were in danger in China. So it was a very personal mission for her to get Americans to pay attention to what was going on there.
It's a really good example of the way an individual story can sort of send ripples outward and show the larger story contained within, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very much a documentary filmmaker story. They have a passion to tell something, and they want to get the story out there.
You can identify with that.
Yes, very much.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Chris. I hope people will come and see our movie and find out more about it.
Yeah. Robin Leung is a Hawaii filmmaker whose documentary, Finding Kukan, will be screened at the Hawaii International Film Festival Saturday, November 5th and Friday, November 11th at Dole Cannery Theaters. And you can find out more about the movie on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.